This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he'll reveal the naked truth about the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul during remarks later Tuesday. Omer Selik, spokesman for Mr. Erdogan's ruling Justice and Development Party Monday, said the killing was planned in an extremely savage manner, and there has been an effort to cover it up. Riyadh initially said Khashoggi left the consulate on his own. Sunday, the Saudi foreign minister acknowledged he was killed in a rogue operation, the result of an altercation done without the knowledge of the monarchy's leaders. President Donald Trump said top U.S. officials are gathering information in Saudi Arabia and Turkey and were to report to him later. He described the relationship with the Saudis as complicated.
I am not satisfied with what I've heard. I don't want to lose all of that investment that's being made in our country. I don't want to lose a million jobs. I don't want to lose $110 billion in terms of investment, but it's really $450 billion if you include other than military. So that's very important. But we're going to get to the bottom of it.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who's developed a personal relationship with the crown prince, called on him to be transparent, telling him the world is watching. UN African Union envoy Jeremiah Mamabolo to Sudan's Rift of Darfur region told the Security Council on Monday that the Sudan Liberation Army founder Abdul Wahid El-Nur has refused to join the peace process.
I urge the Council to consider stern action against the SLA leader because from all accounts, he prefers belligerence and armed struggle to cessation of hostilities.
He said despite occasional confrontation between rebels and government forces in the Jebel Mara region, a relative calm prevails in Darfur. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump reaffirmed Monday his intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty, accusing Russia of violating its terms.
Not only stop, we'll reduce, which I would love to do, but right now they have not adhered to the agreement. It's a threat to whoever you want, and it includes China, and it includes Russia, and it includes anybody else that wants to play that game. You can't do that. You can't play that game on me.
His comments came as his national security advisor, John Bolton, was in Moscow discussing the matter with Russian officials. A Kremlin spokesman warned such a move could make the world more dangerous. U.S. officials believe Moscow is developing and has deployed a ground launch system in breach of the treaty. President Trump says he started the process of reducing or ending financial assistance to at least three Central American countries for failing to halt a caravan of thousands of migrants moving through Mexico heading toward the U.S. border.
Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, they're paid a lot of money every year. We give them foreign aid, and they did nothing for us, nothing. They did nothing for us. So we give them tremendous amounts of money. You know what it is. You cover it all the time. Hundreds of millions of dollars. They, like a lot of others, do nothing for our country.
As many as 10,000 Central Americans are moving by foot and by vehicle north to escape poverty and violence. Mr. Trump has threatened to use the military to halt the caravan should it reach the U.S. southern border. The two Koreas, along with the U.N. command, agreed Monday to measures to demilitarize further the area around the truce village of Panmunjom. 11 guard posts are to be withdrawn by year's end and firearms removed along the so-called joint security area as well as reducing personnel. They've already removed landmines that dotted the landscape of the JSA. China's Vice President Wang Qishan Monday became the highest-ranking Chinese official to visit Israel in nearly 20 years. The two countries seeking to strengthen business ties. Mr. Wang visited Old Jerusalem and met Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Wang is scheduled to visit the West Bank later Tuesday. Two U.S. warships sailed through the Taiwan Strait Monday. The USS Curtis Wilbur and USS Antietam conducted what are called routine transits to demonstrate U.S. commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. Chinese warships shadowed both vessels. The Washington-based Museum of the Bible acknowledged Monday at least five of its 16 artifacts claimed were fragments of the ancient manuscripts known as the Dead Sea Scrolls are forgeries and have been removed. A German research institution said they were not old enough. The ancient manuscripts of the Hebrew Bible discovered in the mid-20th century in caves above the Dead Sea. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.